Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
What is your name, boy?
Crystal Ball.
What is your name, boy?
Dan Rodriguez.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Right. This is a monastery.
Yes, it is. Now be quiet.
But you don't understand. I'm not supposed to be here.
Mm. Is that why you were hiding in the closet? You'll not get out of your work that way, I can assure you.
I wasn't hiding. That's where the imagination station dropped me.
Imagination? The devil's playground. I can see my first order of business is to give you a good beating to rid you of such nonsense.
Beating? Now, wait a minute.
Stand still.
Friar Diego! What is going on out here?
Oh, senor. I'm sorry we disturbed you. This urchin is doing his best to disrupt the entire church.
What is your name, boy?
Lawrence Hodges. Who are you?
Welp!
Ow!
This is Don Rodrigo de la Vega, chief advisor to the king.
How was I supposed to know?
Forgive him, Don Rodrigo. He has a demon. I was just about to beat it out of him.
I don't have a demon. Look, I came here to meet somebody.
Oh? What is the name of this unfortunate person?
Columbus. Christopher Columbus.
Friar Diego, the boy is right. He does not have a demon.
See? I told ya.
However, he is impertinent, and a beating will take care of that. Proceed, good friar.
Come here, my son.
No way!
Stand still, boy! Keep still! Ow! My
Stop
foot!
Him.
Ooh.
Stop that boy! You, there! Quickly, go get that boy! Stop him!
What is the meaning of this?
Huh? Oh, please hide me, lady. They want to beat me.
Beat you? Who wants to beat you?
Come back here, boy.
He does.
Come back here, you little... Oh, Queen Isabella.
Isabella?
Demon boy, you have disrupted the queen's prayers.
He is not alone, Don Rodrigo. Am I to understand that your duties as my husband's advisor includes chasing youngsters around monasteries?
No, Your Majesty.
What is your name, boy?
Lawrence.
What did you do to deserve such harsh treatment?
To start with, he has injured a friar.
He wanted to beat me. I was just protecting myself.
And as you can see, he is quite impertinent.
All I did was ask you to help me find Columbus.
Who?
Christopher Columbus, Majesty, the great explorer. Doesn't anybody around here know him?
Explorer? Christopher? Do you mean Cristobal Colon?
Cristobal?
Cristobal. Columbus is his Italian name. You knew that, Don Rodrigo.
It must have slipped my mind, Majesty.
Why do you want to meet Colon?
I want to go with him on his voyage across the sea.
You know of his voyage?
Sure. When he discovers the New World, he'll be the greatest explorer in history, and I want to be there. He hasn't left yet, has he?
Not to my knowledge.
Good.
Your confidence in him does you credit. Very well. Let us get you both started on your journey. I hereby appoint you royal messenger to Cristobal Colon. Journey to his home at La Rábida Cloister and inform him that the crown desires his presence immediately.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations to the waif who becomes a messenger for the queen.
Thanks.
Since you have risen to such an important position, perhaps you will deliver a message for me as well?
Message?
Yes. Tell Columbus that I wish to counsel him prior to his meeting with the sovereigns.
Counsel him?
The crown is in a generous mood. He should strike while the iron is hot. A man who completes a journey such as his could and should command great rewards. And the crown would be willing to give him almost anything he asks for. Titles, land, money. If he will only ask.
Yeah, but why should you care about what Columbus gets?
As you said, Columbus may become a great explorer. Like you, I desire to be a part of that history. Could any true Spaniard not render aid to the man who would exert Spain's influence around the world?
No, I guess not.
You will take my message to him at La Rabida Cloister, then?
Well, okay. How do I get there?
Travel down this road 5 miles until you come to a building similar to this one. That is La Rabida Cloister.
5 miles? I guess you guys don't have buses now, do you?
Buses?
Never mind. Thanks.
No, thank you.
Here is Señor Colón's room.
Sounds like he's got company.
He has. Luis de Santiguel, a friend.
Thanks. Mr. Colón, Señor Colón?
Yes?
Christopher Columbus?
Yes, what do you want?
I'm Lawrence Hodges, royal messenger from Queen Isabella. The crown has summoned you. You are to appear before them immediately.
Oh, did you hear that, Luis?
I did. It's wonderful news.
You came all the way here from the Queen to deliver this message?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can take this message back to the Queen. I am not appearing before the crown immediately or any other time. I am going to France.
You're going to France?
Cristobal, be reasonable.
Reasonable? By San Fernando, I have been reasonable. 8 years have I waited patiently and had my hopes raised again and again, only to have them dashed each time. 8 years of scorn, ridicule, poverty, hoping in vain for these monarchs to make up their minds?
Cristobal, they were fighting a war, trying to drive the Moors out of Spain, but now the war is won, and they want to see you.
Oh, yes, so they can turn me down again.
No, you've got it all wrong. The Queen really wants to help you.
How would you know?
She told me. She said she wanted to get you started on your journey.
Why would the Queen confide in a messenger boy?
Because I told her I want to go with you.
Go with me? You don't even know where I'm going.
Sure I do. To the New World. I mean, that's your plan, isn't it?
What do you know of my plans?
Everything. You want to sail across the Atlantic Ocean, right? To discover strange new lands and new worlds. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Oh, that's good. I like that. How do you know of such things?
I'm an explorer, too. Well, when my mom lets me out of the backyard, that is. I love looking for new things.
Cristobal, listen to this boy. He echoes your heart, your own boyhood. Don't let pride stand in the way of your lifelong desires.
I just don't want to suffer another humiliation.
You won't. The crown is in a generous mood. You should strike while the iron is hot, because if you do, you can get anything you ask for. Titles, lands, money.
Did the Queen tell you that, too?
No, but the King's chief advisor did. In fact, he wants to meet with you just before you see the King and Queen to tell you how to do it.
What is the name of this advisor?
Dan Rodriguez? He has a Vega.
Don Rodrigo de la Vega?
Yeah, him.
If de la Vega is on my side, perhaps there is hope after all.
I would not trust anything he says.
And I should trust what you say? I have listened to you for 4 years, and where has it gotten me? I'm sorry, my friend. I should not have said that.
You are a passionate man, Cristobal. It makes you a good explorer, but a poor judge of character.
I have no intention of seeing de la Vega, Luis. But I would be a fool not to consider what I have heard.
So does that mean you're going to meet with the King and Queen or what?
Yes, messenger boy. I'm going to meet with the King and the Queen. I'm going to give Spain one last chance. This desire very proper. He opened my understanding and set fire to my will to carry this out. And it is with this fire that I come to your highnesses, God's servants, Ferdinand and Isabella.
You've made your case well, good sailor.
I am still not entirely convinced.
Why do you hesitate, my husband?
We have just fought a long and costly war. We do not have money to spend on foolishness.
Have you forgotten why we fought? To further the cause of Christ, Columbus will not simply bring back wealth for Spain. He will take the true light to the new world, as our Lord commanded.
Isabella!
I am so convinced of the rightness of this quest, I am willing to put up my crown jewels as collateral to fund the voyage.
It would appear you have a champion in the Queen, Colón. If the crown were to fund your voyage, what would you want in return?
Majesties, I pray your indulgence. Should I succeed in this quest, I desire to be made Admiral of the Ocean Sea, as well as the Governor and Viceroy of all the lands I might discover. These titles shall be passed on to my sons, and I and my heirs shall receive 10% of all wealth discovered on those lands.
This is outrageous! What do you think you are, you foreigner, to come here and make such demands on this crown?
I was led to believe that this would be agreeable.
Agreeable? Isabella, do you now see this man for what he truly is?
Colón, how could you let greed poison your soul this way?
Majesty, I feel my requests are fair and equitable under the circumstances.
We will decide what is fair and equitable. You are dismissed, Colón. Remove yourself from our presence before we have you thrown in the dungeon.
Majesties.
Columbus, wait! You can't turn him down, Majesties.
Lawrence.
Quiet, boy, or I'll have you flogged.
Majesty, I beg your patience with him. Lawrence, be quiet. Go to Cristobal. Keep him here until I've had a chance to talk with the crown. Perhaps I can salvage this catastrophe.
But...
Quickly now, go.
Oh, all right.
Majesties, a word. I beg you reconsider. We are on the threshold of an age of greatness.
Okay, which way did he go? Columbus! Columbus! Oh!
Hello, Lawrence.
Don Rodrigo. Boy, some advice giver you turned out to be. You got Columbus in big trouble.
Did I? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is he? Have you seen him?
He left the castle a few moments ago. Muttered something about France.
Oh, no, not that again. I've got to stop him. Hey!
I'm afraid that won't be possible.
Let go of me!
You're going to be much too busy.
What are you doing? Hey, let go! Where am I?
The lower deck of the good ship Constance. Captain Munoz is a friend of mine.
Why are you doing this? I haven't done anything to you.
No, but you might have if you'd retrieved Columbus. I want Columbus right where he is, France.
You mean you planned this whole thing?
Why, yes.
But what happened to all that junk about true Spaniards helping Columbus?
True Spaniards should want to help Columbus. But I am not a Spaniard.
What?
I am the loyal subject of King John II of Portugal. So I can't very well have Columbus handing over the wealth of the world to Spain, now can I?
Don Rodrigo, we are ready to sail.
Very good, Captain.
Sail? Where to?
The Canary Islands. But don't worry. Captain Munoz informs me you'll bring a handsome price.
Price?
Oh, didn't I tell you? The Constance is a slave ship.
Slave?
Oh, and Captain Munoz has requested peace and quiet on this trip. So I'm afraid I'll have to gag you again.
No! Don't! Wait!
Goodbye, Lawrence. It's been very nice knowing you. And do enjoy your trip!
Step lively there.
Step lively, he says. I'd like to see you try stepping lively with 40 pounds of chain around your neck.
Quiet, brat. You're on the block next, and I want no words from you this time.
Munoz, you're up.
Oh, okay. Up the stairs, boy. And no talking.
Right. No talking. How about fainting?
And now, ladies and gents, I have a real bargain for you today. this strong young lad. We'll start the bidding at 100 maravedis. Who will give me 100? Such a bargain! Who first? 50? 50 is not so much to ask for a fine houseboy.
20 maravedis!
Sold! You said that?
I did.
Columbus!
Hello, messenger boy.
That will be 20 maravedis, sir.
I have a better idea. Hmm? You will hand this boy over to me, and I will consider not informing Queen Isabella that you have kidnapped one of her royal messengers.
Queen Isabella's messenger? Under the circumstances, please accept this boy as my gift.
A wise move. Now, have your ship out of harbor by dawn.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Columbus, am I glad to see you. Listen, Don Rodrigo is a spy. He's really Portuguese.
I know. He was caught in a brazen act of treachery against the crown just before I left Spain. He has been deported.
Wait a minute. You left Spain. You're here.
I was wondering when you'd notice. The crown has relented. I have my ships.
Then Mr. de Santangel talked him into it?
He did, and not only that, but he is funding the voyage himself!
Wow!
We pulled into the Canaries to take on supplies. I had no idea you were here until I saw you!
I'm sure glad you did. If I had to spend another night in that cage...
Oh, God has been merciful to us both. Look, in the harbor, three sturdy ships. The Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Our voyage is at hand.
Our? I'm going too.
I need a cabin boy, but the choice is yours. You can stay if you want.
Are you kidding? Next stop, the New World. There's just one thing.
And that is?
What does a cabin boy do?
Scrub the deck, boy. It needs to be clean enough to eat off of.
Ew, gross.
Up to the lookout with you, Lawrence. Keep a sharp eye out for land.
Aye, aye, sir.
You call that a sailor's knot, boy?
No, I call that a tennis shoe knot. Land ho! Land ho! Oh, it's just some clouds. Never mind! Never mind! I never knew being a sailor was such hard work. Feels like I haven't sat down all month. I gotta rest somewhere where nobody will find me. Yeah, behind those boxes. Oh, ah.
Okay, no one is here.
Great, what now?
Well?
I cannot be certain. According to the log, we still haven't traveled far enough.
Blast the log! We have been out here 5 weeks. Will we keep going until we fall off the face of the earth? Certain things men were not meant to do. We do not belong here.
But we can't just reverse course. Not while Colón is still in command.
Then we should remove him from command. Push him overboard one night while he is stargazing.
You're talking mutiny.
Mutiny?
Oh.
What's that? What?
Oops.
Who is that?
Come out, or we will come in after you.
Hi, guys.
The cabin boy. Spying.
No, I wasn't spying. Honest. Look, if you have a problem with the captain, you should talk to him about it. He'll listen.
Quiet. What shall we do with him?
Kill him.
Don't be a fool. He's the captain's cabin boy. Don't you think he'll be missed on a ship as small as this?
Then what shall we do?
We do as he says. We go to the captain.
Are you mad?
What choice do we have? We can't hide him. And if we let him go, he'll tell the captain anyway. We go to Colón.
So, you want to turn back, eh?
Yes.
We can all want to turn back.
I know how you feel. I miss Spain as well. But we have come so far, and we are so close.
You have been saying that for weeks.
We want to go home.
Yes, home.
Captain. We may not be able to control our actions if these demands are not met.
I see.
I am convinced we are very close to land. so convinced that I will make you a promise. If we are not successful within another day, I will turn the ships back for Spain. Agreed?
Agreed, Captain. One more day. Back to work, everyone!
One day? That's not very much time.
No. We must watch, Lawrence. Watch.
Mr. Columbus, it's getting dark. I can't see anything.
Keep watching. Keep watching. Lawrence, look. On the horizon.
All I see are stars.
But there is one just above the waterline that does not flicker. It glows like a candle.
Do you think it's land?
I don't know. Watch.
See anything yet?
No. Keep watching. Keep...
Captain?
So soon? Very well.
No! You can't go back. You'll find it. Just keep looking.
My word is my word.
Navigator, set course for...
Land ho! Land ho! 10 degrees south by southwest.
Can you see it?
I don't. Wait. Yes, there it is. A long shoreline of white sand. It is land!
Praise God for rewarding us after so long a journey. For his sake, I give this land the name of the Savior, San Salvador. In the name of the King and Queen of Castile, I take possession of these lands and dominions for Spain and the glory of God.
Lawrence? Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Did you like it?
It was great. I don't know why my teacher said some people don't like Columbus. I thought he was cool.
Well, he has been the center of controversy, but whatever you may think, one fact is undeniable. Columbus was an incredibly brave adventurer and explorer, and his voyage across the Atlantic ranks as one of the great feats of history.
Yeah. Are we still set up for the Columbus adventure?
Yes, why?
Because I'm going to go again. See ya.
Lawrence? Oh, Lawrence.
You know, as Americans, we owe a lot to Christopher Columbus. Our whole history is a matter of fact. And whatever else he may have done during and after his voyages, good or bad, one of his greatest accomplishments was to make it possible for the gospel to be spread around the world. Yes, we do indeed owe a great deal to Christopher Columbus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Columbus the Grand Voyage was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.